officials agree. Down for very little gain. Third and 7 for Harbor Beach. Is now they're just inside Sandusky territory here. Ball down at the 47-yard line.
Minute 20 left in the third. 6-0. Harbor Beach leads. They're facing a 3rd and 7 from Sandusky's 47. T formation, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle to Devin Finkel. Gets out for about 6 yards, just shy of that first down marker by a yard. Tackle made by Caleb Eberling, the linebacker. Sets a 4th down in about a yard and a half to go for their just this side of the 41-yard line in Sandusky territory. Harbor Beach going to be forced to go for it, or do they punt them and pin them deep?
No question about it. They're going to go for it here. You just got 6 yards. That's a big play because it makes a decision a lot easier. If it's 4th down and 4, you might reconsider and punt it away and trust that your defense will do it one more time. But 4th down and 1, I'm trusting any one of these running backs to get me a yard. And the guy that he's gone to quietly because nobody expects it is Ethan Hessling. Keep an eye out. We'll see which way they go.
4th and 1 from the 41 of Sandusky. Less than 30 seconds. Hands off to Devin Finkel. He has the first down across the 40 all the way down to the 38. He needed a yard, and he got 3. Tackle made by number 68, Ben Krieger. Defensive tackle. Move the chains for Harbor Beach. Stops the clock with 17 seconds left.
I've got to trust your senior running back. And I don't think it mattered which one they gave it to. You got to have all the confidence in the world in all of them. But Devin Finkel does the job here as we roll under 15 seconds to go left in the third quarter.
6-0, Harbor Beach leads, and it looks like they're not even going to get a playoff here to end this third quarter, as Harbor Beach leads 6-0 after 3 quarters of play over the Sandusky Redskins with 12 minutes remaining in the books. Harbor Beach will have the win at their back to start this fourth quarter with a 6-point lead over Sandusky in week number 8, right here on the WNLW Sports Network's Harbor Beach 6, Sandusky nothing.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Dr. Scott Ryder, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman, the odds are ever in your favor. With Outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
First and 10 for Harbor Beach now in the fourth quarter, marching right to left across your radio, wind at their back, T formation working off the left hash of the Sandusky 38-yard line. Handoff right of the middle to Devin Puff out to about the 35-yard line, a gain of 3. Tackle made by Jacob Sanderson, defensive end for Sandusky. 2nd and 7 after a 3-yard gain at the 35-yard line.
Ground and pound, Harbor Beach just punching the ball right up the middle, and when they least expect it, they try Finkel or Anderson around the outside. So keep in mind, they're going to keep the ball in the middle of the field as long as possible, ground out as much time. But they got to think end zone here. They're able to score now in the fourth quarter. They could pretty much put this game away. Sandusky has shown no ability to make any big plays at all, and their drives have been very long, the ones that have been successful, and there's just not enough time left in this game. Harbor Beach, though, milking the clock, controlling the game.
2nd and 7 from the 35. Quarterback keeper to the left. Anderson spins, tries to get back to the line of scrimmage. Gets maybe another yard out to about the 34-yard line. Zach Franzel brings him down after just 1 yard gain. 3rd down, 6 to go for Harbor Beach. 10:58 left in regulation.
That's what you need for Sandusky. You need one more just like that. Another play, force a fourth down and medium, fourth and four, fourth and three. And obviously for Harbor Beach, you want the opposite. You need that guy, might be Devin Finkel time here again. Get me five or six and make that fourth down run a lot shorter. Make it inches if possible.
10:35 left in regulation. Harbor Beach six with the only score of the night, Sandusky nothing. T formation, third and six from the 34-yard line, working off the left hash. Anderson under center. And it's a handoff to Devin Puff. Breaks free, one tackle. He is at the 15, down to the 10, to the opposite sideline, and ripped down at the 7-yard line. Jack Sheridan saves the touchdown in a huge run from the 34-yard line all the way down to the 7. A huge run for Devin Puff.
Yeah, what a spin move as he breaks free. He's already got the first down. He makes a defensive back look silly. A full spin, spins out of that tackle, and then it's a race to the pylon in number 21 of Sandusky. Jack Sheridan saves the touchdown for now.
A 27-yard gain for Devin Puff. Even had Leo Flynn break some ankles there. That was the official on the ground. 10:05 left in the fourth quarter. 6-0. Harbor Beach knocking on the door, though, for the second time this evening. First and goal from the 6-yard line for Harbor Beach. Anderson under center. T formation. Hand off right of the middle to Finkel, down to the goal line, into the end zone, touchdown, Harbor Beach. For the second time tonight, Harbor Beach finds the end zone with 9:45 left in the fourth quarter, and Harbor Beach now out by two possessions. Harbor Beach 12, Sandusky nothing.
They make the switch. Devin Finkel moves into that middle of that wing tee. Him and Wessling have rotated a few times, but on this series, Finkel was in the middle, setting the tone with the lead blocker, and this time he's rewarded with the carry at the 5-yard line, and he doesn't miss. He punches it in right over the goal line and puts Harbor Beach up by a crucial two scores, 12-0, as they try to tack on the two-point conversion.
They have the wind in their back in this fourth quarter as the wind slowly was switching from the west and actually the northwest all the way down to the southwest and almost directly south now. Going for two, trying to make it 14-0. Anderson hands it off to Devin Puff, hits some aggression at the 1-yard line, and looks like he's going to be shy of the end zone down at the 1-yard line. Tackle made by 77, Adam Scott. Two-point conversions no good, so the score remains 12-0. Harbor Beach leading Sandusky. 9:45 left in the fourth quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. But one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning three generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
.9:45 left in regulation, and Harbor Beach strikes for the second time tonight. Just two touchdowns between these two squads, and both going to the Pirates, capping off a 61-yard drive, covering 6 minutes and 49 seconds off the clock. Harbor Beach now has had the ball for about 21 minutes altogether.
It's been an impressive game plan by Harbor Beach, executed to perfection. I thought initially that this game has the ability to be a shootout with Sandusky. I thought would be able to run the football better than they have, and Harbor Beach going with a spread, and Sandusky having trouble to find that. But we've been completely wrong. It's been a wing tee battle where Sandusky has been unable to move the football, and Harbor Beach doing as they please. Not necessarily big plays, but chunk yards, 5 and 6 at a time, methodically down the field, milking the clock, controlling the game from beginning to end. And they've done a nice job, and if they can hold on for the last 9.5 minutes, they will get themselves a share of the East title.
Gentner's kick comes down, and it's going to roll out of bounds inside the 8-yard line, and this will be an illegal procedure. So Sandusky will start this drive with a 35-yard line with a 65-yard field to work with. 9:45 left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach leads 12-0 over Sandusky.
And that's no big deal. Sandusky started most of their drives around the 30-yard line anyways, and they haven't been able to punch it in. I expect that was probably in the game plan. Don't allow a big kick return.
They're going to re-kick this one.
That is one of their options. You don't see it very often. Most teams just take the field position. But that's exactly my point. Sandusky wants one of their playmakers to return the football. just like they did to open the game.
They could do this all night. Harbor Reaches will just keep kicking out of bounds.
I think you only get one re-kick.
Yeah, I suppose. 9:45 left in the fourth quarter. 12-0. Greetings to our listeners from Hudson.